And so Saint Scholastica was certainly one of these wise virgins. She consecrated her life at an early age, says Saint Gregory. She was the sister of Saint Benedict, and apparently the twin sister of Saint Benedict. And she lived in her convent and became abbess of her convent, and lived not too far from Monte Cassino, where Saint Benedict was abbot. And they think about 5 miles away. And she would go and see Saint Benedict once a year to speak with him about spiritual matters, and all day long with him. And he would meet with her with some of his monks in a nearby house near Monte Cassino. And the last meeting that they had, Saint Gregory recounts how they spent the day together speaking about spiritual matters, and then at night Saint Scholastica wanted to continue speaking with him and the monks until all through the night into the morning. But Saint Benedicto didn't want to violate his rule and be away from his cell during the night, so he said he couldn't. So Saint Scholastica bent her head in prayer and asked our Lord to allow him to stay and speak with her through the night. And God answered her prayer, and there was a violent thunderstorm and rain, which prevented the monks from leaving this house with her. And Saint Benedict said, "May God forgive you, sister, what did you do?" And she said, "Well, you wouldn't listen to me, so I asked God to answer my prayer, and he listened to me. And so now you can try to leave if you can." But they couldn't, so they stayed with her through the night, and in the morning they went back to their respective convents, and Saint Scholastica died 3 days later. Saint Benedict was in prayer and saw her soul fly up to heaven in the form of a dove, and so he asked his monks to go collect her body and bring it back to the tomb that he had made for himself. And so there's that tomb there, it's Monte Cassino, with an image of the two saints together, but apparently the bodies were actually taken to France into a city called Le Mans. But we see in this little scene the power of intercessory prayer that Saint Scholastica brought to our Lord, and the power of it, how God answered this little prayer, which he didn't have to, it wasn't absolutely necessary, but she wanted it, and so she prayed for it, and God answered her prayer. It certainly was an innocent prayer to be able to speak with Saint Benedict and the monks for a little while longer, but because of her love for God and her faith and confidence in God, in his goodness, God answered her prayer. And that's an example to us, that we should come to God and ask him for many, many things, big and little, trivial or important. We can ask him for anything, as long as it's not against God's will, or against what we know would not be God's will, or something that would not be good for us. We can ask for any little thing, and we should, because God, Jesus, wants us to pray incessantly for everything and anything that is for our good, especially for our spiritual good. For all those little things that we need, material things, things that we need, but especially the spiritual things, the virtues and the graces that we need to grow in holiness. But all those little helps that we need throughout the day, things we may lose, things we may need, you know, just every little thing, we should talk to God in a familiar way, as Saint Scholastica did here, so that we develop this continual, constant prayer and love and familiarity and friendship with God, which is ultimately what he wants, this close, intimate friendship with us, which we cultivate through these prayers of petition, thanksgiving, adoration, thanksgiving to God, all these forms of prayer. But in a particular way, petition is a powerful thing, and we need so many things. We need so many graces, so much help from God, and so we must ask, and we will receive, seek, and we will find, knock, and the door will be open to us. So let us do that, and let us turn to Our Lady in that way too, developing a familiar relationship with Mary too on a frequent, continual basis.